Praise the Lord. We've gone from just being in the spirit to being the wife in glorified flesh and bones, along with those departed saints of old that came down to hear the message of the last trumpet sound. And we proclaim we're living in a supernatural event that's taking place. Oh, it's a supernatural event that's taking place. The departed saints are all here in glorified flesh and bones. I feel their presence so near, and we're rejoicing in this supernatural event that's taking place. It's a supernatural event that's taking place. The departed saints are all here in glorified flesh and bones. I feel their presence so near, and we're rejoicing in this supernatural event that's taking place. We're all together in the wife's realm of glorified flesh and bones. For our union with our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, has made it so. And we've gone beyond the natural way of doing things. The redemption of our body we've embraced, because we're living in a supernatural event that's taking place. Oh, it's a supernatural event that's taking place. The departed saints are all here in glorified flesh and bones. I feel their presence so near, and we're rejoicing in this supernatural event that's taking place. We've gone from just being in the spirit to being the wife in glorified flesh and bones, along with those departed saints of old that came down to hear this message of the last trumpet sound. And we proclaim we're living in a supernatural event that's taking place. Oh, it's a supernatural event that's taking place. The departed saints are all here in glorified flesh and bones. I feel their presence so near, and we're rejoicing in this supernatural event that's taking place. We're all together in the wife's realm of glorified flesh and bones. For our union with our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, has made it so. And we've gone beyond the natural way of doing things. The redemption of our body we've embraced, because we're living in a supernatural event that's taking place. Oh, it's a supernatural event that's taking place. The departed saints are all here in glorified flesh and bones. I feel their presence so near, and we're rejoicing in this supernatural event that's taking place. The departed saints are all here in glorified flesh and bones. I feel their presence so near, and we're rejoicing in this supernatural event that's taking place. Oh, that's taking place. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Baba. Thank you. That's very good. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. That's a new one. Is that a new one?
I've sung it once.
Oh, yeah. Amen. That's just been sung once before, so it's not a wore-out song. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we just thank the Lord for today and his blessings and how he's brought us through another week since we were here last. And everything has worked real good. Praise God. Amen. Go beyond our expectation. And that's the way God usually do things. Praise the Lord. Amen. So today, we just rejoice in him as we talk about the word and things that he has given us. Amen. So today, I'm going to take a little thought. The present tense word has translated our mentality into glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And then I said, and that's what's wrong with us. Amen. You want to know what's wrong with us? That's what's wrong with us. Amen. The present day word has translated our mentality into glorified flesh and bone. Amen. So you want to know what's wrong with us? That's what's wrong with us right there. Amen. And I'm so glad to have that wrong with us. Praise the Lord. We just thank him. And we just thank him for the present day word. And when we begin to look at the present day word, it's something kind of like the way it started out to begin with when Paul began to bring his message. Amen. Wasn't no New Testament wrote. He was just out there on his own, you know. Well, he wasn't on his own when it come to God. Amen. But the Lord blessed him and showed him things. And so that's kind of the way we are here in this message of glorified flesh and bone. See, a lot of times it's just present time word. Amen. That's changing our mentality into glorified flesh and bone. And so when we talk about that a good bit, you can begin to be suspicious that our mentality has been translated into glorified flesh and bone, say. Amen. And you can say, that's what's wrong with those folks. Amen. And we just praise God. Praise God for it. So he's just so good to us. So let's pray. Father, it's in Jesus' name we come to you, Lord. We just come thanking you, Lord, for this day. It's rainy and a little dreary looking outside, but the sun's still shining where you are. Amen. As the little song says, brighten the corner where you are. Glory to God. When we got this mentality, glorified mentality, and we get it by hearing the word of God and by obeying God and by being predestinated to be a member of the wife of the Lamb, say. Praise God. And that is glorified flesh and bone, see. That's what he is. And so when we're joined to him and married to him, and I say when, as we're married to him, we become the same, see. Praise God. And so if speaking the word like this, it's so hard to bring in all the good things he done. Amen. And it's just so, so wonderful. And I'm proud to be one that he has ordained to step forth, glory to God, and proclaim this word. Amen. And this word is not something where everything you bring, everything God gives, it's not something that you can just turn in the Bible and read. Amen. Because we are the Bible. Glory to God. Amen. We are the Word. And that's what Paul did. He went forth and taught and wrote letters and preached the Word of God. And sometimes it caused controversy. But he were willing to do it. Amen. So I know it's the Old Testament prophets. In reading the Old Testament, they would say the burden of the word of the Lord came to me or came to him. Amen. Well, glory to God. Once you begin to get the glorified mentality, it ceased to be a burden to become a joy. Amen. And so he said, my joy I leave with you. Glory to God. That's what Jesus told his disciples there. Glory to God. So a lot of times we make something a burden when it's not a burden, when it's a joy. So in the words here, we'll take the title, the message from this year, and I don't know if we'll get all this in the title, but this will be part of the title. The present tense word has translated our mentality into glorified flesh and bone. And then I said, that's what's wrong with us. And I just wrote it down here below that, but that's not far. But that's what's wrong with us. Amen. That's the reason we talk about this. That's the reason we live this. That's the reason we're it, see? We are it. And so that's the great pleasure of this in this hour. So I'm glad we're not in the Old Testament. And I'm glad that the burden of the word of the Lord is not so much a burden to us, but it's a joy. And it's joy unspeakable and full of glory, see? And so that's a big difference from saying I'm carrying around the burden of the word. But those old prophets, they acted out. One of them laid there on the ground so many days, and we could read about it, but we don't want to get there and do that. And so we can understand why they would speak and say the burden of the word of the Lord came to so-and-so. And it indeed was a burden to them in some ways, because they were spoke against and all those things. And life was a little hard for them sometimes when they preached the word. But more and more we're getting a mentality, and the Lord's given us a mentality, that our thinking is not like that anymore. Our thinking is towards our mentality, program our mentality to glorified flesh and bone. And that's the joy, that's the rapture, that's the translation, and that's this thing. That's this word that we're in now. It'll change our mortal body. Glory to God. Amen. And if we're caught, I don't know how far we'll be caught up or what will take place there. But we can, everything that takes place, we want to take it as the joy of the Lord and not something as, oh, this is such a burden. Amen. If I hear somebody say that on this message, then I'm going to realize they not quite looking at it with the proper mentality, because the mentality of this is joy, it's peace, amen, and it's just the good things that he's doing for us. To be the wife of the Lamb is not a burden, see? Glory to God. If I got up and say, oh, I'm carrying around the burden of being the wife of the Lamb, then how many would want to be the wife of the Lamb? Amen. No, there's joy. In marriage, there's joy. Amen. And especially in the time before we take on a lot of other responsibilities as we go along. But it's joy unspeakable, see? Amen. And it's just something you can't find a word to speak about it. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's the way. What was that word, Barbara, when you met with the saints of old? Inexpressible joy. Now, I'm telling you, that is some good things there. And that's what we want to have in our mentality. Oh, this, and not just because somebody else believes something different and you try to be with that and have to kind of push back or smother over, or I guess kind of paint over what we've got. No, we don't paint over it. Amen. We paint on the front page, we'd say. Glory to God. And let the light shine. This little light of mine, and it's not so light because it's His light. Amen. Jesus is the light of the world, and we're connected to Him, so we're the light. Hallelujah. And we don't want to bring it in and be gloomy about it. Amen. There's not any gloomy times in this. And I'm not sure in the things of the Lord that there was ever a time when Jesus Christ was gloomy. See? Amen. He, especially once the resurrection took place, He had glorified flesh and bone. Hallelujah. And that's, the marriage has to take place after that. It couldn't take place before that. There's a parable about the marriage in the four Gospels, you read it. And, it wasn't time, see. So the marriage didn't take place then, because it wasn't even mentioned that there was a feminine part of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the thing we only is revealed of late. And as you see, it's beginning to spread out, and it's become something part of our mentality. The wife of the Lamb, the feminine part of Christ. Now, we don't back away from someone say when they say the feminine part of Christ, amen, because that's the wife of the Lamb. And we are a group of people that is bringing forth in a great way that feminine part of Christ. And we see the things that God has done, and it makes us just wanna be with Him more and more and more. Say, glory to God, amen. And so we're part of Him, and so we are that Word. We're made of that special part of the Word. See, that was a special part of the Word that God called, that was the Godhead part. See. Amen. And Jesus Christ, He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now that put the Godhead, and that's what we're part of, the Godhead. And we begin to think, well, is not everybody part of Godhead? They're part of God in the realm that God has ordained them to be. Glory to God, but not necessarily part of the Godhead. Amen. That's the wife of the Lamb, see, as she is connected to, by marriage, to Jesus Christ, God's Son. Amen. And so we see those things. The feminine part, it was kind of laid in dormant or hid somewhat until the time came. And we didn't hear Paul speak about it specifically, other than he talked about the virgin that he introduced to Christ that he might present to one husband, but he didn't. The church fell away, and then it began to go into the things where the enemy got in, and there was another spirit creeped in that got in the church there, and it was called iniquity. And pretty soon it began to make denominations and so on and so forth. On down the road, and they came up with the Trinity doctrine, and we could go through all that, but we've been through all that, but now we are taking a mentality of glorified flesh and bone, see. Amen. All those things are beginning to leave our mentality, other than the fact that we need certain parts of them to teach, show where they're not right. Amen. But we get back to our main subject of glorified flesh and bone. Amen. That's the thing that God's doing. And that's one of the things that's required to be in the rapture. Amen. That's a requirement to have glorified flesh and bone. And there's a word here to bring it forth and get it in your mentality, get you thinking in that direction. Amen. So you can rejoice in glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And that's where we're coming from today. Glory to God. Just felt bring this in today. And we've dealt with it all along the way. But that's one of the requirements for translation. See, the present tense word has translated our mentality, amen, into glorified flesh and bone. Glory to God. So our mentality has been translated, amen. Our thinking are different. And there's a message that has been here. Glory to God. And it's so wonderful. It's beautiful. And sometimes you don't read it word for word out of the Bible. Like you go say, where's that found in the Bible? And this, that, and the other. Amen. It's found in us. We're the Bible. Amen. We're the Word. Amen. And that's what the Bible says about Jesus. In St. John there, the first chapter, in the beginning was the Word. See, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father. So we see there's one that was with God in that special part of the Godhead Word. Amen. And that Godhead Word was the Son of God, see? Amen. Because in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. And I want to bring that in. It's not all the fullness of God. Amen. Where the nations are fitting and all that and what's going to happen, then there's a, that it's in God where all that will be. And God's looking after all that. Amen. But there's one now that has a wife and his attention has, that's where he's thinking on and he's working until we're raptured out of here or however that might be. And the word don't say rapture, but it does say together we'll be called away. Together with those saints that have gone before us, that went by the way of the grave, those that were to be part of the wife of the Lamb, amen, he brought them back, amen, and we're united together and we're one. Hallelujah, we're rejoicing in the Lord and praising God, amen, letting the joy of the Lord go forth, amen, and the light of the Word. And for the wife of the Lamb, this is the only light she had. Amen. Out there in the religious world, there's a mixture of iniquity and the spirit of crime. And we got a message, and I believe it's, can you tell the difference in the wife and the Christ and the Antichrist? Amen. And many people can't because the Antichrist has molded himself as much as possible to look like, amen, that's the Christ. And we see a certain way that spirit got in, and it got in way back there and all the way through the Old Testament. And we see that God's people stayed separated from that until up towards the flood, when the sons of God saw the daughters of men, and there become a mixture of the races. And in that was that spirit of iniquity, and there was a people that that spirit would fit with their spirit, see. Amen. But that won't fit with our spirit. Old saying is we can smell it a mile away. Amen. Amen. And we see when it's not solid the word for the wife of the Lamb. And so right now in this particular era, present tense I'll say, right now in this present tense word, amen, that's what has happened. Our mentality has been translated. Amen. Translated into the thinking of glorified flesh and bone, and it's producing, Amen. The word is producing. Glory to God. Until it's completely, will be completely that. And that's when it says together. That would be 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I believe, 16 or 17. Together, there will be those saints that he brought back with him, those spirits, glory to God, that Christ brought for the marriage, this particular group. Now, all the other that's part of God, they'll have glorified bodies too in their realm, in the way that God's ordained for them, whatever purpose God had. Amen. Then I thank God, and this is something I brought in, don't grow weary of it, but is those natural people. Amen. That's not born again specifically. Amen. But somehow they got good morals and all those things, the laws like God ordained. When they go into that eternal, into the millennium and into eternity, amen, there's life. Glory to God, they're living in the presence of God, and there's no way for them to die. Glory to God. And they'll go out and they'll fix this earth just like God told Adam. There says, dress it and keep it. Amen. They'll dress it and keep it and be so happy. Glory to God. But from time to time, they'll want to come up and come up to see the wife of the Lamb and worship before the throne and see the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But the wife of the Lamb seems to be, especially in this hour for us, and because we're that. That's the reason. Amen. That's the reason it's so pronounced among us that we are the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. And as we're the wife of the Lamb, naturally, those are the things that we will have on our mind more. Glory to God. But I do thank God when I look out in the world today and I see good people and I see people that will treat you right and do right and all that, that there's a place for them. Even though they may not see this truth, they may not even be what we call born again. Amen. But they'll go off into eternity to keep the earth a natural people. Amen. And can you imagine 10,000 years, which won't be years then, but 10,000 years on in eternity, how this earth is going to look when there's nobody trying to destroy anything, everybody's happy, and there's a people that God has created that's in God. Amen. And they're still in the human flesh like we are today. Glory to God. But now we have a message that come in. And it's we talk of the glorifying flesh and bone, and that's what's wrong with us. That's reading it come in on almost every conversation, you know. And that's what we need to be when we need to look at that. We need to rally to that. And it's just something so wonderful that he's done. And we could say, oh, how wonderful, 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 thank you, Jesus. And we could never touch what he has done. But when we stand here today and we look at what God has in his mind and just think we are part of God now, so therefore he has shared with us, amen, what happened back there in the prehistorical age when Satan ruled and angels, he had a third of the stars, the angels, and came against what God was doing. But then the great thing is we see Michael and Gabriel. Glory to God. See Michael there? We find that in Daniel 9:12, and then in Revelation, amen, that fought against the old dragon and all that. Amen. But all the time, those angels, there was some of them, amen, say, come what may, I'm going to stand for the right thing. I'm going to stand for God. Amen. And I'm not going to stand back and just lay down and play dead while the dragon takes over the whole thing. No, there was some, and those angels are here today. They're the angels that come to God's people from time to time. Amen. I know it's Brother Brown talking about an angel of the Lord came and said he was praying, Lord. It was a certain thing he needed an answer from. And many people were saying that's not of God when he would call them out and tell them where they were from and all these things. That was a great happening. But there's even a greater happening now, see. Amen. But he was praying and talking about it, and then all of a sudden he looked over, and in the corner there was a little light. Began to form. Amen. It formed into, he said, a man looked like weigh about 250 pounds. Amen. Said, I stand before God, and I'm here to tell you thus and thus and thus. Amen. And I don't recall exactly what the man told him. Amen. But then all of a sudden, just gone. Glory to God. So God's got some good angel. And Abraham Lincoln, he was one that says, we want to yield to the good angels, or the good angels, let the good angels have say, and such saying. But the thing is, glory to God, the good angels are all around us. Amen. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear God. And if he desires for you to see an angel or et cetera, then God can make visible if there's a special thing that he wants you to know, and he wants to bring it according to your nature and your way of looking at things. Amen. As the things of God. Amen. If he wants to do that, then that wouldn't be something unheard of. Amen. Because there's angels of the Lord came to people all the way through in the New Testament, in the Old Testament there, and on in the New Testament. Amen. Came to Peter, came to Paul, and now we're even in a greater age where he's taken a people, their human flesh. First of all, he sent the word, glory to God, and that word is to bring, change our mentality into thinking of glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And it has been going on now for a while. And now that it has, it's time for us to know what's going on. Amen. It's time to know how come our thinking is so changed. And how come that we talk about and think about glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Because that's the thing that God's doing, see. Amen. And we look back in all the ages, God had somebody that could answer the call. Amen. I like to read in, years ago when the Church Age book come out, Brother Brown's message on Church Age, I like to read that and see how each one had the message for their time that would fit their time period. They were a message. And those seven spirits that stood before the throne, amen, each one, come to each one of them messengers, amen, whether visible or not. In some cases, it was visible. Amen. And really, they got the message of what they were supposed to do. Otherwise, God speak to their heart and soul, and one way is just as good as another. Amen. It's what pleased God. But there is some good angels today. How many believe it? And just like there's good angels, there's demons. And we see them as they're flexing their muscles there. Glory to God. There's a war going on. Amen. Michael and his angel. Glory to God. And they're the winners, see. Michael and Gabriel. Hallelujah. Those are the two. There was three of them to start with. But one of them decided that he wanted his seat set up there among the stars, see. Up there where God's at. Amen. And sometimes I get real suspicious. Amen. When somebody wants to go to Mars and go beyond Mars and all that, because I can look back and I see that same spirit existed one other time. When this earth is where God's headquarters at, this is the earth is where God made for human being, and he put the oxygen, the water, and whatever we need. Amen. We don't have to have an oxygen tank tied to our back or something. Glory to God. Amen. But God has made us so we can live here And everything we need is produced by this earth. Glory to God. There ain't nothing that we need that's not here on this earth. Glory to God. Even the Spirit of God, it's here on this earth. He looked over it. Glory to God. And Jesus going to have his throne right there in Jerusalem. Amen. And he'll have his wife there. Glory to God. And then there's people that will go forth to all in all the earth, the angels. Amen. And then the people of God that not ordained to be the wife. Amen. But ordained to be part of the glorified group of people. Amen. Not the wife, because she is a part of that Godhead. Amen. Because Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead, and she is bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Hallelujah. And those are where we at today. And so we have the greatest thing that has been. Amen. There's never been nothing like it. Amen. And never shall be after, because we don't need to change, because that's what we are. Amen. Glorified flesh and bone. Glory to God as we go into this. And so those are the things, and that's what's wrong with us. And we're glad we got that wrong with us. Amen. That our mentality has been changed. Our thoughts have been changed. Our ways have been changed. Amen. And how we look at the things of God has changed. Glory to God. We're used to among the Pentecostals, and I was among them quite a bit. But they would always say everybody was wrong but them, more or less. Amen. I've had asked me long ago, first when I began to get associated, began to say, do you have the Holy Ghost? I said, well, I have Christ in my heart, you know, and he deals with me and do something. But have you ever spoken tongue? And at that time, I hadn't. I would say, no, I'd never spoken tongue. They'd say, you ain't got it then. Amen. When you get it, you'll talk in tongue. But that's not biblical. That's not sound doctrine. Although there is the gift of speaking in tongues, some people love speaking in tongues, but some people has the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, the fullness of Christ, the wife of the Lamb, that has never spoken tongue, because that was not one of the gifts that God chose to give them. Amen. But they're just as good as someone that does speak in tongues. And I've saw them that speak in tongues that relish the chance to talk in tongues, and I think it become something they learn how to do real good, and they'd want to interrupt about the time you get started preaching real good, talking in tongues and hollering and carrying on. And I'm not against talking in tongues when it's a gift of God, but usually the sacredness of the gift will keep, will not be any frolicking around it much. Amen. Can you say amen? Yes, amen. That's the truth. And so I've been in those realms, but there's been one thing that I've always been careful of. Amen. Is not to take a gift and not to try to go to, not to make it a fleshly sign, like hanging a sign on your back. I got a gift, I got this gift, I got that gift. No, if you've got a gift, the Bible says he'll manifest and bring you before great men. Amen. Amen. That's we find that in the Word of God. If you got a gift, God will see that the door is open for that gift to be used. And it may just be give somebody a few words of wisdom. And that was just what they were needing. And I've had that happen to me over and over. Certain things that I studied on a certain thing, and it seemed like a few spots that I couldn't get right, couldn't get the satisfaction on it. But then someone come up just talking, and maybe just in their conversation, say something, it just fills in the gap. Amen, and you rejoice in the Lord, see. Glory to God, because all this is of the Lord, and God's working, God's blessing, and he's doing it today, and it's so good that we just We just can't keep them talking about it. Amen. And when I'm in a place of business or something, and there's a lot of talking carrying on, I'm usually pretty quiet. Amen. And most of the time I just get what I need and don't spend a lot of time carrying on empty conversations, I say. Amen. Because even when I'm talking, my mind is still glory to God, thinking on these things of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because that's the mentality. The present tense word has translated our mentality into glorified flesh and bone. So that's what's wrong with us. Amen. And I'm glad that is wrong with on you. Amen. I'm glad that he has programmed our mind, our soul, our spirit, and it gets right into the flesh. Glory to God. And one of these days, as a day, it'll be the very day God ordained. And some people say, if we'd do this, if we'd do that, we could bring on the rapture. No, the rapture's going to take place the day that God ordained. Amen. And that very day, it will happen. Praise God. And I think that we, and I'm getting more reluctant to say I think, because we're living in a time where we know for sure about a lot of things. Amen. And we got to have it, say I think this or I think that. Amen. When we know that, but it's getting the time to know and know for sure. Glory to God. Amen. Where we're at, what we stand for, and so on like that. Amen. And you don't necessarily have to get out here and tell everybody what you stand for or what you know, because that's in your heart, and they'll know something about you different, see. Praise the Lord. And so we just see those things and understand those things and thank God for those things. And what has he done for us? Amen. He's so translated our being, glory to God, our thinking and all, glory to God. And if he has done that, then it's working on our inner man, the outer man. Amen. But this body is absolutely going to be glorified to the point, glory to God. Amen. Where that, yes, you could do as Jesus did. When he talked to the two disciples, they recognized who he was. Amen. They ran to hear, to tell the other disciples that he'd raised. But guess what? When he got there, when the two disciples got there, there he was talking to, already there talking to him. Amen. And the Bible says when he got ready to leave, he left and said the door being shut, amen, he just appeared, see. And when he left, he didn't have to open the door. He just appeared wherever he wanted to be next. Glory to God. That's a glorified body, not a spiritual body. Amen, but glorified. Amen, because he could eat and drink and so on. And that's what happened when Brother Brown was translated over into that. The people said, here, we don't eat or drink. But when we go back to the earth, amen, then that'll be there. We'll eat and drink and so on. I tell you, I don't know that all the ins and outs of that. But I'll tell you, I know it's so. And amen, I thank God for where I'm at right now. I'm very happy in the sense of moving as the Lord has moved us. And there's no way for me to get any closer to the Lord or get away from the Lord. Amen. As long as we have this glorified mentality, because we're going to stay right in line with what he has ordained. It don't mean we can't go on the job and work. And God knows that. Jesus could do things. Amen. Because in his glorification, amen, he went fishing and had fish on the fire for the disciples, and they came from a trip there. So we see all those things that take place, and how wonderful, how wonderful, how wonderful they are. Hallelujah. And we just thank him for it, and we just appreciate him. And I'm going to have some of this good water that the Lord provided for. Amen. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. Don't you thank God? We when we begin to think about this, on this planet, there's good water. I know it's polluted in a lot of places by works of man, I suppose, and so on. But there's places just as pure as it can be. Amen. And in my years of growing up, we lived, of course, back in those days, we didn't have electricity and what we call running water, water in the house and so on like that. But we, and most of all people, they built their little dwelling close to some fresh water. That's one of the things they always look for and want is fresh water. Because without that, then nothing else matter much. See? Amen. But that fresh water, it's so refreshing. And many, many times I just, right there on the little creek or whatever, just drink from it. And it never did bother me in any way. Glory to God. But now, through a lot of chemicals and stuff, I'm not going to get in that, because that's going to be taken care of in that millennia. All that will be taken care of, so that by the time the millennia over, or down the road, a few hundred years after millennia start, amen, the water be pure and everything. By the time it's over with, and the final great white throne judgment there at the end of the millennia, which would catch all those people that were born and raised, because the devil will be loose. He'll be bound for that 1,000 years, and he can't do a whole lot of things. Amen. And the people that there then, they can only do what's to be done. But when Satan is loose, there'll be another spirit begin to entice them a different way. Amen. And he'll go out and among the nation and gather together a group. Now the earth will be repopulated at the end of the millennium. But they'll, because nobody's going to die unless in the rare cases which spoken of in Isaiah 65-66 along there. Amen. If somebody just won't do right, then there'll come a time they death will have be allowed to take them. But most people won't be. Amen. Because there's no devil to tempt them. Glory to God. And they'll be good people. And those are the ones that'll go into eternity to live like God made Adam and Eve to do originally. They'll be eternal people, living in the presence of God, see. Amen. God will come down and take his abode, and you can get that in the last three chapters of the book of Revelation. And it shows there God, the glory of God come down, and how that all the good things that God's ordained, amen, will be absolutely a reality. Just like he ordained the marriage of his son, and it has become an absolute reality. Glory to God. And we just praise God for all these things. Amen. The present tense word. Glory to God. Not necessarily what Martin Luther or some of the other church age messengers had. Oh, they had a great message, the just shall live by faith and a few things. But then as another age came, they wondered when God took that messenger off the scene. It wasn't too long till they began to make their own denomination, their own rules, and I'm not going to get into that, because that's not my part of the gospel here. Amen. That's already Brother Brown came, and Brother Jackson, and the different one that really showed what those things were. So I don't want to over involve get over involved in those particular things, because here's glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And that's where we're coming from, and that's what God's quickened to us today. The present tense word, not yesterday's word, the present tense word has translated our mentality into glorified flesh and bone. See? Amen. So we can talk about it. And some people might say, well, what do we got to do to be in the rapture? Well, first of all, the mentality, you've got to be expecting it. You've got to be looking for your mentality. That's what you're talking about, the glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And the rapture, where would that be? Where are we going to be? I don't know, but we'll come back with the Lord. Amen. And then he'll be dressed in the garment that's dipped in blood, because he's got to do that battle of Armageddon, see. Glory to God, while we're in our place dressed in fine linen, clean and white, which is God's own righteousness. And here we are today, rejoicing in the Lord, praising him for all these things. And it's just so wonderful, you can't find words. I'd like to preach a message where I can find all the words to say it. Amen. Just like it, just like we feel it sometime, and just like it's revealed to us in the Spirit, but we can't. When we try to use modern wording, we can't convert everything into saying it just like we feel it. Amen. But here we are today, rejoicing in the Lord, thanking God for glorified flesh and bone, and all those things. And a different one says to me, don't tell nobody about that you're uneducated, because one boy down near the University of Georgia, a big tall fella, come up after service. I preached there. I was invited to preach in a place not on campus, but on a certain place that someone had a building, and we're having ministers, and some of the students would come and so on. But one young fella came up after I got through, and several of them did, and congratulated me and so on, and they spoke well of what I said. But one of them came up and says, Ben, what are you trying to pull on us? And I said, I'm not sure I understand. He said, you said you had a fourth grade education. Said you've got at least 4 years in college to bring all those things in. I brought the serpent seed came in, and I brought in how to bring corn where you take one kind, mix the other, makes better, but you can't use it over and over planting. But that original will be there every year. Praise God. If my mama was still alive, she'd probably have some of the bean seeds she had when she was just a little girl, where they're not hybrid and so on. And she knowed how to pick them and fix them up and save them for the next year, plant them again. Next year, plant them again. Next year, plant them again. Amen. And so the original, the spoken word is the original seed, see. Amen. This is original today. Glory to God. It's going forth. And thank God we've got means now to get it in printed, paid on the printed page. So, amen, we can just read and rejoice and shout. Praise the Lord. A lot of times I hear my wife I know she's reading one of the books there, and she'll begin to laugh and thank the Lord. I'll hear in another room or something, and I know she's really come across something that really stimulated her. Glory to God, because that's what her mentality is. So we praise God today for this, and we're not going to hold you too long today, but I just wanted to bring a praise, be a witness, and just say what good things he's done for us. Amen. And is doing for us. And show that he has given us that. We have that mentality. We want to keep a glorified mentality. And having that translated. He has translated our mentality into glorified flesh and bones. See? Amen. And then that's what's wrong with us. See? Praise God. We just love him and serve him with all of our heart. Amen. So let us pray. Father, it's in Jesus' name we come to you once again and at the close of our message today. And I just pray that you'll just take the words and use them, encourage somebody's heart and bless them and let them know that we're on the winning team and we can't lose. And we just praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. All right. Bob, you have a song for us here? Amen. We just praise God and thank God for all these good things. Amen. For the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 All right. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. The virgin saints had a glory that was seen in the days before. But when Christ Jesus came, he brought them back to earth with him and joined to us in the marriage of the Lamb. Now we're together with the saints that have come down. We're together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. Oh, we're together. Oh, we're together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. A greater glory now excels in this secret place of the wife of the Lamb. And we see you, Lord Jesus, at this last trumpet sound. And oh, what sweetness abounds, for we are caught away together with the saints that have come down. Oh, we're together, yes, we're together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And we're rejoicing together. Oh, we're together with the saints that have come down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you, my Lord. Amen. Amen. I just want to praise the Lord for the message and everything. And it was just really wonderful. And the fact that, you know, when we got married, Lee and I were talking about this. I don't know. It's probably a couple of weeks ago. But after we got married and everything, these messages started coming forth about death. And the messages that were being brought forth was chipping away, taking death out of our mentality. And I'm talking physical death. It was taking it out of our mentality. You know, while it was glorifying us, it takes that away. And messages like the last trump removes the wall of death, you know, dissolves the unmovable wall of death, and then undoing your baptism for the dead, because we received a different baptism. And it was actually removing death away from, you know, out of our mentality, because we were getting a glorified mentality, and that's what he was putting in. And, you know, we've got the message like the wife has laid death aside. And in the wife's message, there is no death. So that right there was the first experiencing of glorified flesh and bones, because it was taking death out. And once death gets taken out of the mentality, then you're experiencing, you're beginning to experience glorified flesh and bones then. And that's what it's been doing over the years. And as we've been taking on that glorification of mentality, then it's changing the mortal body, because it came in and it solidified in us. And we don't know anything else. See, we can't, that's what's wrong with us. You know, we were talking about that this morning. That's what's wrong with us, because our mentality is totally different. And because death has been removed, and now we're talking glorified flesh and bones, and that's what we are, and that's what the once departed saints, those that came down and joined themselves with us, because we were picked up with them and brought into a place called the wife's realm of glorified flesh and bones. We were actually raptured. See, the rapture began to take place because we were raptured together with them into this another place to take on the glorified flesh and bones. So that's where we are in the rapture, because the rapture has already begun to take place. And I just praise the Lord for all of this and for the changing of our mortal bodies that's taking place. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, my Lord.
All right. Thank you, Barbara, for the song and testimony. Amen. And may God bless each one of us. Amen. And so we'll just consider ourselves dismissed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.